Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The conflict in and around Israel involves several fronts. So Bill Raggio of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies is my colleague and co-host, and we're very pleased to welcome someone who can cover all seven fronts for us. That's Seth Frantzman, the war correspondent for the Jerusalem Post. He's also Foundation for Defense of Democracy, where he contributes to the Long War Journal frequently, and the author of a new book, The October 7th War, which now has a new day in 2025 for Mr. Trump's administration, already indicating, and it's just talk, that Mr. Trump and Mr. Netanyahu are colleagues when it comes to what must be done. There's a lot of blanks there, but that's what generally has been reported here in the U.S. Seth, a very good evening to you. I begin immediately with the report about Hamas that the U.S. has pressured or indicated to Qatar that the Hamas leadership that is in Qatar for negotiations leave. There's the additional report in the Financial Times that the Hamas delegation has already anticipated this and is in conversation with Turkey to move to Mr. Erdogan. The way Reuters presents this in these last hours, after Hamas' rejection of hostage deal, U.S. asked Qatar to expel the group. Can you help us on this story? Hello, Seth.
Yes, hello. Basically, there's been several times in the last year that we've heard the potential for Qatar asking Hamas to leave. And over the last several years, there was, you know, questions about why is Qatar, which is a major non-NATO ally of the United States, hosting a terrorist group? So the spotlight should have been on them after October 7th to get Hamas to leave, because why would you want this terrorist group kind of, you know, basically being empowered by them? The recent reports, you know, are floating this idea again. The question is, where would Hamas go? And is Qatar just kind of doing this, or are sources in the U.S. doing this as a sort of trial balloon to see if it would actually happen? Because I think Doha has profited a lot off of having Hamas there and also then posing as the mediator between Hamas and the United States and Israel, so that Doha can then profit and benefit, you know, from kind of playing both sides. So I think if the Hamas leadership leaves, that would be a loss for Qatar, and it would be interesting to see if it actually happens.
Bill, you have a question for Seth.
Do you have any thoughts, if that report is true, which I am quite skeptical, do you have any thoughts on where they could land? Would Turkey possibly be a landing spot for Hamas?
Turkey is one option. First of all, many Hamas leaders have gone to Turkey over the last several years, including the late Ismail Haniyeh and others. They've traveled there. They've been welcomed there, you know, almost with a red carpet, as if they run a state, which they do not. So Turkey is a supporter, an open supporter of Hamas. It's very critical of Israel. And Turkey would be one option. Turkey's a member of NATO, but as we see with Qatar, it doesn't matter if you're a Western ally, you can still host Hamas, because the West has not kind of gotten its ducks in order and says it's unacceptable. So Turkey, I think, would see itself as then inheriting the role that Qatar has had, and Turkey and Qatar are kind of close allies themselves. So I'm sure that Qatar could advise Turkey on how it could use this and exploit it to leverage the West, and basically Turkey's very good at that, trying to squeeze concessions out of the West in order to get other things. So that's one option. The other option is obviously Iran. Hamas is always happy to be in Iran. They're backed by Iran. The only thing is, if they were stuck in Iran, it might be harder for them to kind of use this leverage over the hostages and things with the West, because they wouldn't have a Western ally to do the talking for them. They'd kind of be in the same ghetto and cul-de-sac that Hezbollah is in, which we've seen in the last months. You know, Hezbollah has not had the room to maneuver that Hamas has had.
The Reuters report, Israeli fire kills 11 Palestinians as tanks roll into central Gaza camp. Subhead, Israeli forces send tanks into the western side of Gaza's Nusayrat camp, a new incursion into the enclave's central area, causing panic among the population. I'm unfamiliar with Nusayrat. What is the significance of this to your measure, Seth?
It's important to understand Nusayrat is one of four dense urban areas in central Gaza that is referred to as the central camps area. There's Nusayrat, Barej, Maghazi, and Deir al-Balah. It's four areas. They're all kind of close to each other. Each of them were refugee camps back in the 50s, and they had villages near them, and they kind of grew around that into become a dense area. It's important to know Nusayrat is where many, many, many Hamas members came on October 7th. Many operatives are from there. So this is a terrorist haven and hotbed. Israel did a raid there, you know, last 6 months or so ago to save several hostages, if you recall. So the assumption is that Hamas is holding most of the 101 hostages in central Gaza, dead and alive. So if Israel were to go into these areas heavily, this could be the Hamas last stand. But Israel has shown a lot of reticence to do this and caution, I suppose, because of the hostages and maybe for other reasons. So this is just one area that Israel has yet to clear. In a year of war, it has never had the IDF control it.
Bill, you have a question.
Seth, what is the assessment of the situation on the ground in Gaza? Do the Israelis believe they have Hamas on the run, that that situation is under control, or they believe that there is months of operations left ahead of them?
I mean, I think you get two different kind of concepts or narratives. One is that Hamas is basically defeated. It doesn't have the capabilities it used to have. It doesn't threaten Israel now. It doesn't have rockets. It basically has gone to ground as a guerrilla force with guys with AK-47s and some RPGs and not a lot else. So that's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is that that's what Hamas was anyway 20 years ago. So it is what it always was. It's a group that controls most of Gaza. It still has thousands or tens of thousands of members and fighters that are willing to die for it. It has come back from the brink before after losing people. So even though it's a guerrilla force, it's still very difficult to defeat. And I think there's a sense of diminishing returns that, you know, a kind of sense, well, it just can't be defeated. Now, we know from history, terrorist groups can be defeated. It just requires the resolve, you know, to go into every place and eliminate them. I think that Israel doesn't want to do that for many reasons. It's been a long war. Israel's fighting Hezbollah. And so there's many calculations involved.
Since last we spoke, the world has changed several times, Seth. One is the American election. Another is the prime minister followed through on a report we've had for weeks about firing, asking to leave, elbowing out Defense Minister Gallant. Why was that necessary? What did Gallant represent? My memory is that he had very good relations with General Austin, the Secretary of Defense in Washington.
Yes, Gov Gallant, as the defense minister, was a key member, a key pillar of the Israeli government. He had a wealth of military experience that he brought to the table. However, his relationships with the prime minister and the coalition in general was not that great. Going back prior to the war, there were already attempts to get rid of him. So it's important to remember that just politically, he didn't dovetail that well with the coalition. Throughout the war, you could see that he and Netanyahu had differences. And, you know, now the narrative from the Netanyahu's camp is that Gallant, you know, didn't want to go into some of these places like Rafah, or he was willing to leave them. And he prioritized the hostage deal, which Gallant says he did. So there's a lot of question marks there about the tempo of the war. I think that Gallant leaving makes sense from a political perspective from Netanyahu, because he can kind of control the war more narrowly now. But it also takes away someone who was a key friend of the United States and close to the U.S. administration, and who was extremely competent and brought a lot of experience and a lot of sense of what the military is capable of and isn't capable of. So in one of Israel's toughest wars in decades. So I think this shows the war will enter a new phase now. It could be a phase that kind of winds it down. And so therefore, it wouldn't matter as much not having a wartime defense minister.
Bill, you have a question.
Who is to replace Gallant as the defense minister, and how, what is that? What would that person's relationship be with the United States?
The foreign minister, Israel Katz, is stepping in as the defense minister. So there's some movement from one job to another one. You know, Israel Katz is close to Netanyahu. He's a career politician. And there's nothing wrong with having a career politician as a defense minister. Israel's had that in the past. So it's not entirely clear where that will go. It does seem that that would mean that Netanyahu would control the war effort a lot more day-to-day and personally, which is kind of what Netanyahu has liked to do over the last decade or so as prime minister, which is to concentrate a lot of decision-making in his own hands. You know, that has positives and negatives. If one person tries to make all the decisions, then sometimes it's difficult to make any of the decisions. So I think that we'll have to see how it works out. There's a new U.S. administration coming in. So the fact that Gallant had very close ties or worked very well with the Biden administration people, it shouldn't necessarily matter that much then if there's a change in the guard on both sides of the Atlantic.
The question about the Philadelphia corridor came up again. This is reporting from London in these last hours, that Mr. Netanyahu does not want to concede the Philadelphia corridor security to Egypt, and Egypt is insisting. Can you help us understand that story, Seth?
Well, I think it has been shown in the last decade or more that Hamas obviously was able to turn itself from a pretty bad terrorist group to a sort of terror empire in Gaza, and the weapons must have come from somewhere. So it stands to reason that some of it came from the Egyptian border, and probably not all of it through tunnels. Probably some of it came over land, which is very concerning. I think that, you know, Netanyahu has made it a point since March or April basically to talk a lot about this Philadelphia area and that Rafah crossing as a key area that he wants to keep, or first of all, to take it and then keep it. Cairo may oppose that, but it's not clear that Cairo has floated any other idea. I mean, I don't think that Egypt has stepped up to the plate and said, okay, you know what, we'd like to help you replace Hamas. We recognize that this was, you know, bad things happened. Now we'd like to engage more with this. Therefore, please leave the corridor, blah, blah, blah. So it's not clear, you know, what the other side of the coin is. Obviously, Cairo maybe would like to have its hands in Gaza because it has a historical role there since the 1950s.
Seth Frantzman, the author of the new book, The October 7th War, is the war correspondent for the Jerusalem Post. He's also a research fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Bill Raggio, who keeps the Long War Journal, a senior fellow at the FDD. We're going north to Hezbollah and UNIFIL. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.